Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather today across Israel is warm and sunny. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are seeing clear skies with a gentle breeze. Haifa is enjoying similar conditions, making it a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier today that Prime Minister Netanyahu held direct talks with Hamas during the 2014 Gaza War, bypassing the security establishment. Also, Ynet mentions that Israel is considering expelling UK, German, and Italian officials from the Gaza Coordination Center in response to European criticism of Israeli settlement policy. Also this hour, according to JNS, Israeli Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir has ordered the shutdown of a Palestinian Authority event in Jerusalem's Old City. Separately, I-24 News reveals that the CIA director has urged Russia to lessen its support for Iran. And finally, JTA reports that a second Reform synagogue in Israel had its windows broken. The mayor of Ramat HaSharon emphasizes the city's commitment to pluralism and tolerance. Here's what people are saying online. Gideon Saar, a prominent Israeli politician, posted earlier today that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This follows the Dutch government's enactment of a law banning trade in Israeli products from certain areas. Belaz News also reported earlier today that Dutch diplomats and logistics representatives are ordered to leave Israel, following the Dutch law banning trade in products from Israeli settlements beyond the Green Line. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, writing earlier today, noted that Itamar Ben-Gvir, who has past convictions for hate crimes, is now asserting his influence by banning UNRWA from Israel. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with Netanyahu's secret talks with Hamas, the Jerusalem Post highlights that this revelation has caused shock among Israel's security leaders. These back-channel communications occurred during the 2014 Gaza conflict, raising questions about the transparency of the government's actions during wartime. This could impact public trust in leadership decisions during conflicts. Turning to the expulsion of European officials from the Gaza Coordination Center, Ynet reports that this move reflects growing tensions between Israel and European countries over settlement policies. The decision to expel Dutch and Spanish representatives has already been made, signaling a possibly broader diplomatic rift. This could strain Israel's diplomatic relations with key European partners. Meanwhile, Ben-Gvir's action in Jerusalem. JNS indicates that the closure of the PA event in the Old City is part of a broader strategy to curb Palestinian influence in contested areas. This move aligns with Ben-Gvir's hardline stance on Palestinian activities in Jerusalem. It is likely to escalate tensions in a sensitive area. Turning to Russia-Iran relations, I-24 News reports that the CIA director's request to Russia highlights the pivotal role both countries play in Middle Eastern geopolitics. Russia's support for Iran is crucial to the balance of power in the region. Any reduction in support could shift regional dynamics significantly. And finally, the vandalism of a Reform synagogue. JTA's coverage underscores ongoing challenges for religious pluralism in Israel. The attack on the Ramat HaSharon synagogue is a setback for those advocating for a more inclusive society. It emphasizes the need for continued dialogue and tolerance. On the economic front, first, KTEK reports that Estonia is considering Israel's David Sling missile defense system in its €1 billion defense decision, alongside US and European options. This decision could influence future international defense collaborations. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a major urban development in Nes Ziona. The Tama 3010 plan aims to transform the city with new apartments and an artificial lake, boosting local economy and infrastructure. And finally, Globes notes that cyber startup Minimus is shutting down, returning $51 million to investors. This closure reflects the volatility and challenges within Israel's tech startup sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.